Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Vav. We are holding on daf Samach Hem and base 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Last one on the line, Tanu Rabbana. And today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Shmas's mother, Golda Basim Chala Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss, first we're going to have the Braisa that discusses the Yisra of Losin Nachashu. What exactly is a violation of Losin Nachashu? Then the next Mishnah is going to continue the list of people who are Chayiv Skila. So we're going to discuss Mechalulei Shabbos. And then the following Mishnah, just a few lines later, is going to discuss Mechalulei V'imok. Again, continuing the list of those who are Chayiv Skila. Much of Amud Aleph is going to be dedicated to how we learn the Azhara for Kilas of Avi'imo, where we see in the Torah such an Azhara. Can we derive it from a Nasi, from a Dayan, from a Tzadashava of the two of them, from a Cheresh, from the Yisr to be Mekalel, a whole bunch of different people of individual people that the Torah says one is not allowed to be Mekalel? Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph, again continuing through the list of people who are Chayiv Skila, talks about a Nara Hamu Urasa, and much of Amud Beis is going to be about what's the din if it's not a Nara Hamurasa, but a Kitana Hamurasa. So is that the same thing as a Nara Hamurasa, or is it limited only to a girl who is already a Na'ara? So let's begin 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Lo Sin Nachshu Tan Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Menachish Zeha Omer Pito Nafl Mipiv. A Menachish means someone who says that bread fell from his mouth, so he better worry, because Minastam, he's going to be, something bad is going to happen that day, or Makolo Nafl Miyado, or his stick fell out of his hand, his walking stick, or Beno Korilo Me'acharav, or his child called him from behind, or Orif Korilo, or a raven was crowing overhead, or Tzvi of Siko Baderech, he was going on one side of the road and he had to make room for a deer to walk in front of him on the other side. And in all these situations, the Menachish says, oh, I better go back home because nothing good is going to happen today. This is a bad sign. All these things are a bad sign. Nachash Mi'imino, he has a snake on his right side, Shuel Mismolo, a fox on his left side. Apparently all of these were common beliefs, these were common superstitions. So the Yisra of Lo Sinachshu is that we're not allowed to be superstitious. That's what Rav Shechter often points out, that we're the religion that prohibits superstition, and Jewish people tend to be more superstitious than anybody else. We really, it's an Yisra in the Torah, we're not allowed to be superstitious. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei says that even though there's an Isra of Nichush, but Simin is Mutter. That and the Gemara says, Bayis Tinok V'isha Aval Pishe Nachash Yesh Simin. So what exactly is the difference between Nichush and Simin? Meaning, for example, there is a very common Jewish practice, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we get married, underneath the stars, because it's a Simin that children should multiply like the stars of the sky, or that a Kala wears a white dress, or to get married when there's a fuller moon. There was a practice like that, according to Shulchan Aruch. So aren't all of those things a violation of Nichush? What makes something a Simin versus a Nichush? So Rashi over there in Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadihei writes that the difference is that Nichush is that you rely on it and you think that it's true, and that's what the Torah asks. Simin is that you're not taking it as something that actually is going to change anything. It's a Zeruz Bialma, just it makes you feel better about something. Person builds a house and his first schorah that he does afterwards, he's matzliachin right after building a house. So you could take that as a simon that you're on a good run, that that things are going well in your life. There's what we call where Rav Dessler refers to as yimei ha'ava v'yimei ha'sina. There are times in your life where things just seem to be going well, and it's an actual thing. Sometimes things are going well, and sometimes it seems that nothing is going right. That's yimei ha'sina. So it's okay for a person to say, things are going well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's smiling at me today, but not to think that that's goreim anything, and that should make your decisions in life. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Aleph Halachas Dalet and Hey holds that Simin is Ala Avar, Nichush is Ala Asid. That when we said Bayis Tinok V'Isha is Mutter, that's a Simin, it means that the Hatzlacha in business after he built a bayis, or right after he got married, are simanim that that which he's doing are good things. And it's ma'orer a certain level of simcha by him. But it doesn't mean that that you're going to make a decision to do or not to do based on any sort of simen. Nichush is that it's making your decisions for you, that you're deciding what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. Okay, so that's the issue of lo sinachshu. Al taskil be, similarly, if someone comes to collect a chov and he has he's supposed to collect from a number of people, and you say, no, don't start with me, because it's a simen to be the first person to have to pay back the chov. Or Shachrisu, where you say, no, I can't pay back now because it's Shachrisu or Rosh Chodesh, or it's Rosh Chodesh, Motzai Shabbosu, and apparently it's a Simen Ra to begin a day or to begin a month or to begin a week with a Piron Achov, with having to pay something. So you say, I don't want to start that way. I don't want to start the week on the wrong foot by having to pay. So all of that is Lo Sinachshu. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Sinachshu Gonelu Menachshim Bechulda Ba'ofos V'dagim, that prior to going out or before they begin something, they're called that if they're matzliach and what they plan on doing, they're going to be koveya whether they're going to be matzliach based on what animal they see on the road first, based on what they happen to run into. So all of that is a violation of lo sinachshu, that a person is not supposed to take a simen. There's a tshuva in the Az Nidbru, Rabbi Yamin Zilber in Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Hei. He says we have many stories of great talmidei chachamim that wanted to do something and there were some sort of minia, some sort of mafria, something that stopped them, something that got in their way, and then they decided not to do it. They took it as a simen min hashamayim not to do it. Isn't that a violation of lo sinachshu? How could Rabbi Reisman, when I brought my talmid in Torah Vidas, Rabbi Reisman said that he was bothered by this kasha because he said Rav Palm used to tell the story how he was when he was looking for a job in Rabbanus and he couldn't find anything and he had a little kid and he had a wife and he had to support them. So there was a job opening for the rabbinic position in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he applied for the job and he was going to go for the prava and he missed the bus to Harrisburg. He was late for the bus and he was always on time for everything. He never was late to things. So he took that as a simon that it wasn't meant to be, that he shouldn't go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and therefore he instead decided to try to stay in the Kollel and Torah Vidas. Eventually they offered him a job as a Rebbe in the high school, and then he became Rosh Shiva, and the rest of his history he became Rav Pab. So Rabbi Reisman said he was bothered. Why isn't that a violation of Lo Sinachshu? Because he missed the bus. So take the next bus. Meaning, what do you mean you missed the bus? And therefore, so Rabbi Binyamin Zilber asked this kasha. I got to tell Rabbi Reisman. Rabbi Binyamin Zilber asked this kasha that isn't it a violation of Lo Sinachshu? So he says, no. Whenever it's that very thing, that it's meaning that it's meaning the mania was that the bus to Harrisburg. So that means Hashem doesn't want you in Harrisburg. When it's, I see an animal on the street, that must mean I'm not supposed to invest in a stock. I mean, what has one got to do with the other? But when it's that very thing. So I think if I recall, Rabbi Reisman said that he asked Rabbi Savitsky in Torah Vidas, and Rabbi Savitsky said that answer on his own. And he said, well, I don't know what the rayas are. So I'll show the rayas of Binyamin Zilber, I guess. I don't know what his rayas are, but okay. So maybe that's the chilek. Okay, so says the Mishnah now. When we said a person's chayv skiv for being mechal Shabbos, that's bedavar shechayv and al zdonu kari val shigosu chatos. Only if he does a malacha on Shabbos, which means the kind of thing that if you were to do it b'mezid without edim and asra, you'd be chayv kares. If you were to do it b'shogeg, you'd be chayv chatos. So mechal says the Gemara dikamidi dechol Shabbos havi ve'ein chayv and al shigosu chatos val zdonu kares. It sounds like there's some type of chol Shabbos where you're not chayv kares if you do it b'mezid without edim and asra, and you're not chayv chatos if you do it b'shogeg. Maihi? Which of the 39 malachas is that? All 39 malachas of Shabbos. You chayiv skila and you chayiv kares and you chayiv chatos. So what are we talking about? So there's more two possibilities. Tchumin valibid Rabbi Akiva. You have the issue of tchumin, of going outside of tchum Shabbos of Alpai Mama, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that tchum of Alpai Mama is minatorah. We're looking for nisr d'oraisa, for which you're not going to be chayiv skila. So Rabbi Akiva holds Alpai Mama is minatorah. And havara, libid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that havara is the lav yatzeh, it's not the chalik yatzeh. So if havara is only a lav, so then you're not going to be chayiv karis and skila. So those are the two possibilities. Now the idea of that it's got to be Rabbi Akiva is because Rabbi Akiva holds that there's tchumin min haTorah of alpayim amma in Maseches Erech, and it says that lokan al isuri tchumin dvar Torah, and the Rif writes that even according to the Rabbanan there's an isur of tchumin min haTorah. It's just not alpayim amma. It's Yud Bey's meal that you need to go 12 meal in order to violate tchumin according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva just holds that it's alpayim amma. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek of Zayin Halacha Aleph as well. So the Ran raises the question. So then, why does the Gemara have to say Alibed Rabbi Akiva? Meaning tchumin alibed to everybody. It's just a matter of how far the tchum is. But everyone holds that there's nisr of tchumin that's not a malacha. So therefore, the Ran says that according to the Chamim, no, there's no isr of tchumin min haTorah. Even Yud Beis Meal, even Shalosh Parsaos, and that's why the Gemara has to say that it's Dafka Alibed Rabbi Akiva. Meaning he disagrees with the Rif and with the Rambam, who say that that the Chamim agree to the tchum of Yud Beis Meal, because why would the Gemara have to lock it in Dafka the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? There are other Yisurei Shabbos that are not a malacha that a person is not going to be chayiv skila for. We just started in Mishnah Berurah Yomi last night. Simin Dalet Shin in Shulchan Aruch is about Shvisas Avdo. That if you have an Eved, there's an Issur D'Oraisa that you're not allowed to have your Eved do malacha for you. So an Issur D'Oraisa, not Amir La'akum, that's the Rabbanan. An Issur D'Oraisa, but it's not malacha, you're not chayiv skila, you're not chayiv kares. Okay, so there are other things. Shvisas Behema is another one. There are other examples of things that that are usher to do on Shabbos, mida oraisa, and yet are not going to be chayiv skila. Okay, next mishnah. Makal lavimo in chayiv achei kalim b'shem. One is only in violation. Makal lavimo for chayiv skila. One is only chayiv skila for makal lavimo if he's makal them using the shem Hashem. Kill them b'kinuim, but if he's makal them using one of the kinuim of shem Hashem, like chanun or rachum, rameir mechayiv v'cham potrin. That's machlok stanoim. Rameir says chayiv and l'cham say your potter. Now, what does it mean, pater? So the Rambam says it means pater miskila, but you're still chayiv malkus, like a makalal anyone. If you're makalal kol adam Yisrael, you're chayiv malkus, even if you don't use the Shem Hashem. Whereas the Ravid writes in Sanhedrin, Hilch Sanhedrin, Perek Chavav, Halach Gimel, that even by makal chavero, you need to be makal b'shem ha-mefarash. So therefore, you can't say this svara, that if you're makal b'kinoi, it's still going to be chayiv malkus, just like when you're makal anybody else. The Ravid would say, no, there's no just like when you makal anybody else, you also need the Shema Mefarash. It's only get the onesh if you use the Shema Mefarash. So man chacham, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that is the chachamim that makal lavi'ima with the kinoy is potter? So Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, who must be Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, ditanya Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi holds that it says in the pasuk about mevarich es Hashem bin nakfo Hashem, you must, that if you curse with the shame, then you must. So matam alam shame. Why does the pasuk have to go back and say and emphasize that because you're makal b'shem you get killed? It already said at the beginning of the pasuk v'nokev shem Hashem mos you must. So it should have just said b'nakvo you must. Why does it have to say b'nakvo shame you must? So it must be limed al makal lavim o shein chayiv at sheikal b'shem. Must be that it's teaching us about a different makal, that if you're makal lavimo, that you're only going to be chayiv if you use the actual shem avaya in being mekalel of avi'imo. Now the Torah says about mekalel of avi'imo, ish asher yekalel aviv esimo, mos yumas avi'imo kilel dam of bo. So the Braisa discusses, what about a daughter that's mekalel her mother and father? So Tanur Rabbanan, ish, matam lomer ish, why does it say ish, why the double expression? L'rabos bas. That must be to tell me that a bas, that a daughter as well, is going to be chayv skil for being mekalel aviha vi'ima, and tumtum vandrogonis. And also, so it's regardless of gender, or whether the gender is unclear, regardless, one is going to be chayv for being mekalel aviima. Now Tosas right, that in general you don't need a riboy to be marbe in isha in an isser in the Torah, even though the entire Torah is written b'lashon zachar. We assume hishva kasav isha l'ish l'kol anshin shebet Torah l'kol asar shebet Torah. Every los asay in the Torah, women are pater from mitzvos asay shazman grama, and even that, most of them they're not pater from. But there's a select few mitzvos shazman grama that women are actually pater from. But los asays, women are chayiv in every single los asay.
say in the Torah. So even though the Torah is written b'lashon zachar, so Tos points out, yeah, but over here it says ish. Whenever it says ish, that's to be mema'it woman. That's why I need the riboy of ish to tell me that women are included as well. So says Maram, I have an idea. Why, when Hashem wrote the Torah, did he have to write ish and then have to write ish, meaning, and the first ish would give me the impression women are not included, and then have to write ish so that I can know women are included? Just leave out the word ish entirely, just write it b'lashon zachar, and I'll know women are included, and you'll arrive at the same conclusion. So the Maram suggests that we need the word ish to be written at least once in order to be memayit a katan, that a katan is mekalel is pater. So once we have the word ish to be memayit a katan, I would think to be memayit an isha, so that's why we have to have the second word ish to be marbe an isha. So asher yekalel es aviv ve'esimo, the pasuk says, so it sounds like you're mekalel both of them at the same time. Ainli ela aviv v'imo. I would only know one is chayiv skila if they curse the father and their mother. Aviv shelo imo, imo shelo aviv. What if you only curse one parent and not the other? Minayin, how do I know that you chayiv misa? Tamlomer, that's why the pasuk says aviv v'imo kilel dam of bo. That the word klala in that, the word kilel in that phrase is right next to the word imo. Whereas in the pasuk asher yikalel es aviv ves imo, the word kilel is right next to the word aviv. So one time it juxtaposes kilel with aviv, the other time kilel with imo, and that's to teach me aviv kilel, imo kilel, div Rabbi Yoshe, that either one, if you're mekalel just aviv or one is mekalel just imo, that they're going to be chayv skila all the same. Rabbi Yonasan disagrees. He says you don't need a special limo to teach me that if you're mekalel just one parent that you're going to be chayv skila. The beginning of the pasuk says ish ki yekalel es aviv ve'es imo, so mashma shneim ke'achad. That implies if you're mekalel both of them at the same time, well mashma echad b'vnei atzmo, and that equally implies if you mekalel one without the other. Unless the pasuk had said yachtav, yachtav would imply that it needs to be both at the same time. But without the word yachtav, I would never assume that you have to be mekalel both of them in order to be chayiv. One or the other, of course, is going to be enough to be chayiv. Now the pasuk says isha sheikalas avivasimo, most you must. So we see b'skila. That's how I know that it's chayiv skila. Wait, atom b'skila. I know the bachs mi called misa samaros b'torah. How do you know it's skila? Maybe most you must mean some other misa. So nemar kan damav bo v'nemar la'alon. It says by Ovi Yadoni as well. Demeyem bam. So malalon b'skila. Just like by Ovi Yadoni, we know it's skila. So afkan b'skila. So too by mekal lavima, we know that it must be skila. Good, so onesh shamanu. Now you've shown me that how I know that there's a chi of skila from a kala v'imo. As hara minayin, where does the Torah give us hara for kilas ave'im? There's a rule, enon shenmelim ken masirim, so there needs to be an ashara somewhere in the Torah. So tam lomar, the pasuk says, Elohim lo sekalal. You're not allowed to curse a judge. So im haya aviv dayan, if your father was a judge, harei b'chalal Elohim lo sekalal. He's already included in the Yisrael of Elohim lo sekalal. Vim haya aviv nasi, and if your father would have been a nasi, harei b'chalal v'nasi v'am chalo sa'ar. He'd be already included in the second half of the pasuk, v'nasi v'am chalo lo sa'ar. Right? This is week's parasha, I think. So, but eino lo dayan v'lo nasi minayan. What if he's neither a dayan nor a nasi? How do I know? So, so we see that we are done by Mekal Lavimo Binyanav from two of them, from both of them, from Kilas Dayan and from the Yisrof Kilas Nasi. So that's how I know that there's an Asara for Kilas Aviv Imo. So the need for a limud of an Isser and Kilas Av from Shnei Melamdim, from two different places, from Kilas Nasi and from Kilas Dayan, implies that I can't learn one from one, meaning I can't learn Kilas Av straight from Kilas Dayan or Kilas Av straight from Kilas Nasi. Why not? Why can't I just learn a regular Binyan Av, one from the other? Why do I need to learn from the combination of the two of them? So it says Gemara, Lori Nasi Kri Dayan. Each one has its own Chumra that doesn't apply to the other one. Velori Dayan Kri Nasi. Chumra of a Nasi is different than the Chumra of Dayan. The Chumra of Dayan is different than the Chumra of a Nasi. Lori Dayan Kri Nasi. The Chumra of a Dayan is different than the Chumra of a Nasi. Sharei Dayan Ata Mitzuva Al Hora Aso. A Dayan, you have to follow his Hora'a. You have to follow his Psak Halacha. The Pasuk by Zakin Marmri says, Ve'isha Sheyasa Bezodun Levilti Shmo Ezekoin Ola Shofet Umesa Yishahu. You have an obligation to listen to the psak kari nasi, unlike the nasi who doesn't have, there's no requirement. Shiata Mitzuvah Lara, so you don't have to listen to the psak of a nasi. If the nasi is not your rabbi, you have no reason to listen to his psak. Velori nasi kari dayan. And nasi is not like a dayan in that shanasi yata Mitzuvah Lamra aso, that you're not allowed to rebel against the nasi. If you rebel against the nasi, you're going to be chayiv misa. The Torah says, the Navi says in Sefer Yoshua, kol ish asher yamre espicha v'lo yishma estvarecha l'kol asher titzaveru yumas. Yamre espicha doesn't mean not follow psak, it means follow direction. That if the nasi instructs you to do something, you have to listen to him. You have to follow direction. That's not a psak. That's political leadership. So kri dayan, unlike a dayan, shiatam tzuvalam raso, if the dayan says, I want you to go and get a drink of water for me and get you don't have to listen to the dayan. It's a nice thing to do, but you don't have to listen to the dayan for that. So each one has its own chumrah. So I cannot learn aviv from nasi, because nasi has its own chumrah, that there's a din of hamra'a. I cannot learn from dayan, because dayan has its own chumrah, that the din of following is hora'a. So it's hatzal shavish b'am shehin ba'amcha v'atamusval kelasan. What do they have in common? They're both amcha, meaning they're shomri mitzvos, and you're that's what amcha generally means, osa maisa amcha, and you're musval kelasan, and you're not allowed to be makal them. Saaf ani avicha sheba amcha. That's why it includes avicha, who's amcha, that you're also not allowed to curse. So the Braisa finds, wait a second, how can I learn avicha from the combination of nasi and dayan? But isn't there a tzad shava between nasi and dayan that they both have a position of authority, that they both have a gedula, and therefore maybe that's why the Torah was makbar on the klala? How do I know that that applies to mekalel aviv as well? Your father may just be a regular guy. He may not be someone with a special position of authority. Maybe this is where it's where the halacha is based on. The Chayadim writes that a person is supposed to be mechabit of the imo b'machshava b'dibur b'maisa. So b'maisa, you have all the dinim of that you have to dress them and feed them, and dibur is that you have to speak respectfully to them and you're not allowed to contradict their words. What does it mean b'machshava? A person has to be mechabit their parents b'machshava. So Chayadim writes, the Chachmas Adim writes that a person has to think about his parents shehim gedolei olam, that he has to view his parents as if they are gedolei olam. That's what my son said, that Rabbi Rafael Willig mentioned once at one of his family simchas. He said, for some people that's easier than others. If your father's Rav Willig, it's a little bit easier to view your parents as being gedolei olam. But a person is supposed to think that way about his parents, maybe because the whole limud is from people who have gedula. So anyway, so tamalom lo sekal cheresh. No, we know that it's not limited to only people that have gedula, because there's nisut to be mekal lecherish as well, and a cherish is not someone who has gedula. To the contrary, he's very low. He's a member of society that does not have everything going for him. That people do not naturally show him a great level of respect. Yeah, but you can't learn from a cherish, because the reason obviously you're not allowed to be mekal lecherish is that life is rough enough for him. You're not allowed to pick on the little guy. So that's what the reason is for a cherish. What does that have to do with a parent? So nasi v'dayin yochichu. No, we see that the reason that you're not allowed to curse somebody is not only because you're not allowed to pick on the little guy, because the nasi v'dayin are the big guys, and you're not allowed to curse them either. So malu nasi v'dayin shekein gudulasim gormelan. Yeah, but the nasi v'dayin, it's because they're so chashuv. Well, cherish yochiach. Well, cherish shows you that it's not a result of the chashiv of saying not allowed to curse someone. So v'chazra adin, therefore we go back and forth. Lo rizak rizat. The chumrah of a cherish is different than the chumrah of a nasi and a dayan, and vice versa. Lo rizak rizat. Hatzara shavish ben. What do the nasi, the dayan, and the cherish all have in common? Shein ba'amcha. They're basically good Jews. V'atamuzra al kelasan. And you're not allowed to be mekalel them. So afani avi avicha sheba'amcha. V'atamuzra al kelasan. So too, when it comes to one's father, who is Shomer Mitzvos, that you're Musar, Al Kilasa, you're not allowed to be Mekalalim. Now, the Brisa asks, how can I learn from Mekalaviv? How can I learn the din of Mekalaviv from a Dayan, a Nasi, and a Cherish? They all three have something in common. Mal Tzadashavish Ben Shekain, Mishunin. They're all unusual people. They're all different than the average, rank and file of society, the regular people in society. Your father may not be any different than the regular person in society. So how can I learn from the Tzad HaShava of those three? So Ella, so the real reason, the real way I know the Asara from Mekal Laviv is that if it didn't write one of those Yisurim to teach me about Kilas Aviv, Im Kein Nichtov Kra O Elohim, it could have written the din of cursing a Dayan, V'cherish, together with the din of cursing a Cherish, O Nasi V'cherish, or it could have written the din of cursing a Nasi and the din of cursing a Cherish, Elohim Lamali, and you don't need the Isra of cursing a Dayan, and Imenu Inyan L'Gufo, Tanayu Inyan L'Aviv. So there's an extra one, meaning in order to make this Tzad HaShava, I didn't need three, I only needed two. I only needed to say someone who has Gedula and someone who's Nebuch struggles in life. So it could have just told me either one or the other of a Dayan or a Nasi and a Cherish, and I would have had the same limud. Why does it have to tell me both a Dayan and a Nasi? That must be an extra limud to tell me an Asara for Aviv. Well, Hanich Laman Diamar Elohim Chol. That works great if you understand the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to curse Elohim is a reference to judges, to human beings. So you could say one of these psukim, either the one about the Dayan or the one about the Nasi, is extra. And Imenu Inyan L'Gufo, Tanayu Inyan L'Aviv. El Man Diyamar Kodesh, but if the way you read that pasuk is Elokim, that it's talking about it's an Asara to cursing Hashem, well then Mayik Lememar, then what are you going to say? Then you can't learn the Isser, you can't learn from this Isser and the Isser of Cherish, the din of cursing a Nasi. So Mela, the din of cursing a Nasi is not extra, so none of it is extra. I need all three things, and therefore there's no Imenu Inyan to teach me about Mekal Laviv. Where do we ever find the controversy whether the word Elo in the pasuk Elohim lo sekalel, whether it's Elohim lo sekalel or Elohim lo sekalel? Detanya, we have a brisa. Elohim chol. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says Elohim means a Dayan. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Elohim kodesh. No, it means Hashem. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Asara l'mevarech as Hashem minayin. Where do I find an Asara for being mevarech as Hashem? Tam lomar Elokim lo sekalel. So according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, how am I going to know that there's an Asara against being mekalel aviv? So the man diyamar Elohim chol gomar kodesh michol. If you say Elohim is chol, we could certainly learn the Isser of Birchas Hashem from the Isser of Kilas Dayan, from the fact that the Torah calls a Dayan an Elohim, so we can understand that by Birchas Hashem there's an Isser as well. There's an Isser of Birchas Hashem as well. The man diyamar Elokim kodesh gamrinu chol mekodesh. And the Tana that learns that Elokim means kodesh, so we can learn the Isser of Kilas Dayan from the Isser of Birchas Hashem. And therefore, we have the pasuk Ta'asr Kilas Dayan, and from the Isra of Kilas Dayan and the Isra of Kilas Cherish, I could already derive the Isra of Kilas Nasi. So it turns out the Isra of being Mekalel Nasi is still extra, and therefore Imenu Inyan L'Nasi Tanayu Inyan La'aviv, and that's how I know the Asara for cursing an Av. Well, Bishlam L'Mandiyamar Elohim Chol Gamar Kodesh Michal L'Mandiyamar Elokim Kodesh Gamar Chol Mikodesh Dilma Kodesh Asar Cholo Asar. What do you mean? If it would have said, If the way to read it is Elohim, that you're not allowed to curse God, how do I derive from there that you're not allowed to curse a Dayan? Meaning, what does one got to do with the other? If you're going to tell me I'm not allowed to curse a Dayan, I would say, okay, Kal v'chomer, I'm not allowed to curse God. But because you're not allowed to curse God, I'm going to learn that you're not allowed to curse a Dayan? That's inherent in the Limud? How can you say that? So answers the Gemara, the Isser of cursing a Dayan is not derived from the Isser of cursing Hashem using a mematzinu. It's a mashmos of the pasuk. Because im kein lichtov kra, if the Torah only meant cursing Hashem, then let the pasuk write lo sakel. It should have said elukim lo sakel. My lo sikalel. Why the extra lamed? To tell me about an extra curse. Shema minatarti. To tell me that there's a double meaning in the word elukim. Then it means elukim you shouldn't curse, and Elohim you shouldn't curse. So in the word lo sikalel, in the way it phrases the Los Asay, I already know both Kodesh and Chol, and Memela, I don't need another pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to curse a Nasi. Why is there another pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to curse a Nasi? Must be to tell me in Asara for cursing Aviv V'Imos. And that, so that's how I know, both in Asara, and we already said earlier how I know the Yisr Skila, that it's in the Samosi Mas means in Yisr Skila, Achiv Skila for cursing Aviv V'Imo. Wonderful. So that's the Sugya of Mekal Aviv V'Imo. So now we move on to the next Chiv Skila, and that is Nara Hama Orasa. Habal Nara Marasa inu chayiv achite nara besula ma'orasa vibebesavia. In order for to be chayiv skila for nara marasa, she needs to be a nara. She cannot yet be a bogeres. She cannot be already past the age of 12 years and 6 months. She has to be a besula. She could have never had bia with anyone else. She has to be ma'orasa. She has to have erusin and not nisuin. And she has to still be Base avia. Now, typically, the base avia is just an example, is just another way of saying that she has erusin, meaning an eishes ish, the gedder of what's an eishes ish, what's an arusa versus a nesua. Meaning, let's put it this way: the first mishnah Maseches Kiddushin tells us how you do erusin. That there are three ways to affect kiddushin: kesef, shtar, and bia. Nowhere does it say in Shas how to do nisuin. It just assumes that nisuin happens next. What is nisuin? How does one make nisuin? It doesn't say it anywhere in Shas. So the assumption is that that an eishes ish bebeis aviha is an arusa, an eishes ish bebeis baila is in a suah. That once she goes lebeis baila, that's what affects nisuin. So this is machlokas rishonim, exactly what affects nisuin. Some say it's the badekin. That's the nisuin that when which is a little bit difficult because our minhag is we do the badekin before the erusin, so it's a little bit strange. But some say the badekin is the nisuin of salvation. You get very upset. Rav Shefta told us when the chassan would come to the badekin and the mothers would do the badekin, they would be, they're sitting next to the kala and they're the ones picking up the veil and putting it over the kala's face. They can't marry her for him. He's got to do it himself. So the chassan has to do the badekin himself. But many understand that it's nichmas al-chuppa. Why nichmas al-chuppa? Because the chuppa is his bias, that he's bringing her into his rishus. So by coming into his rishus, but it's got to be, Rav Shachter often points out, it's got to be that the chuppah therefore is its own rishus. So you need tzuras ha-pesachs all around. So you need poles on the side, and you need flat on the top. A lot of times the florists get so excited about making fancy chuppahs that they forget to put the chuppah, that there's just like all sorts of mangled stuff on top, and there's no tzuras ha-pesach, and there's no, or it's like a dome and not a flat. So there's a reason traditionally it looked the way it was supposed to look. It's supposed to be koveya, its own rishus. My wife was at a wedding not that long ago where Rav Shachter was there, and he looked up and he said, there's no chuppah here. So they had a very expensive, fancy florist, and he made them take one of the tablecloths from the table, and they held it up as a chuppah, because you can't forget that you need to have a chuppah. Anyway, bo'el ha-shnayim ha-rishon b'skila v'ha-sheni b'chenek. If two people were bo'el the woman, shalo kedarka, the first one is chayiv skila because she was a basula, and the second one is only going to be chayiv chenek because she's no longer an aram rasa basula. She's considered a bu'ula already. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa, says as follows. It says in the pasuk nara to tell me that you chayiv skila only if you're bo'ela when she's a nara, velo bogeres. That's to tell me once she's already a bogeres, then there is no chayiv skila anymore. Still aser, but not a chayiv skila. Besula velo bu'ula. It says if she's a basula, but not if she's already a bu'ula. Ma'orasa v'lo nesua. It says ma'orasa to tell me not if she's already a nesua, not if she's already nichnas l'chupa. And it says by the parsha of Motzi Shemra, the pasuk says that if you know that the girl was mezana, it says kiyasa nevalu b'Yisrael liznos beis aviyah. So we learn that b'beis aviyah prat l'shamasra av l'shluchei abal, that she only is going to get skila if she was still b'beis aviyah, as opposed to if the father had given her over to the shluchei abal, that she's not yet nichnas l'chupa, so she's still an arusa, but she's no longer b'beis aviyah, meaning there's a possibility of being an arusa that's no longer b'beis aviyah because she's not yet b'beis baila either. She's on the way. So that's what b'beis aviyah is teaching us. So the Braisa tells us that the word nara is Mimayle Bogeres. It does not say that it's Mimayle Kitana. So what's the status of a Kitana Hamu'urasa? Amar Abidom Rav, Zo Divra Meir. The fact that we said Narum Rasa, they only chayiv if she's a nara, and it sounds like not even if she's a katana, that you're not going to be chayiv skil if she's a katana. That's the sheet of Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds that someone who's ma'anis a katana does not pay knas of chamishim kesef, because the pasuk when it talks about the knas of chamishim kesef says ki imatzi ish nara utfasa v'shachavima, and then v'nasa ish hashochavima lavia nara chamishim kesef. So Rav Meir is medayik from the fact that he keeps saying nara, that only if one is ma'anis a nara do you pay the chamishim kesef. But if one is ma'ani se katana, then there's not going to be a kenas. So to over here, when it comes to Nara and Rasa, if it says Nara means Nara and not a katana. Aval chachamim, but the chachamim would disagree with Rameir about a kenas, and they hold that if one is ma'ani se katana, that you're going to be chayiv a kenas. Chachamim omrim Nara murasa avil katana b'mashma. Just like Nara by Kanas includes a katana, over here also includes a katana. How do you know that Ramish is going like Rameir and is telling me that you're not chayiv skila for a katana murasa? Dilma rabbanan hi lemute bogeres. Maybe it's going like the rabbanan is just saying you're not chayiv skila for a bogeres murasa visulo. And so Amalei, he said, hi enu chayiv atchete nara besula murasa enu chayiv ela al nara besula murasa mibayalei. Because the lashon that the Mishnah says is enu chayiv until she's an arba sula murasa is not meduyak. It sounds like you're not chayiv until she grows up and she will become a nara. According to the Chachamim, you're chayiv even on bias ketana. You don't have to wait till she grows up. So it should have said enu chayiv ela al nara besula murasa. That's what it should have written. That would include a ketana as well, besula midi, and therefore there's nothing further to discuss, because it's very clear that our Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Meir, that a ketana is not included. So, boy, minei Rabbi Yaakov bar Adamei Rav ba'al ketana murasa l'Rabbi Meir mahu. Okay, good. So now I know that it's only nara murasa, but according to Rabbi Meir, ketana murasa, you're not going to be chayiv skila. So, what are you chayiv? Meaning, if does Rabbi Meir hold that someone who's ba'al ketana murasa is not included in the parsha of nara murasa? Is it just a regular eishes shazinsa legamri mamitla? Are we memayit the ba'al entirely, not only from skila but also from chenek, because the ketana is Petura from Misa, because she's not a basonshim. She did nothing wrong. She's not responsible for her actions, even if she willingly participated. So, and by the Znus of Venetius Ish, it says, Umesu gam shneim. So maybe when one party to the Znus is not going to be chayiv, the other party is also not going to be chayiv. Or maybe no, we're only saying that if a guy is boel a katana murasa, he's not going to be chayiv skila like a narum rasa, he'll be chayiv chenek like any other reishas ish. Most mistaver that he's still going to be chayiv reishas ish. But doesn't say umesu gam shneim that they both have to, that both parties to the bia have to have the same onesh? Shasik Rav. Rav didn't respond. So well, my time is Shasik Rav. Why didn't Rav respond? There's a good response. V'neimale, he could have responded, Umesa Isha Shachav Ima Levado, that since the Nara was an Anusa, she's not going to be killed, only the Boel is Chayiv Misa when it's a case of Ones. So the word, but the word Levado is extra, and maybe the word Levado should teach us that if someone is Boel Ketana Murasa, even if she's a willing participant in the Bia, she's not going to be killed because she's a Ketana, but the guy who did it will be killed. So the Gemara answers that Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, in terms of what Rav Meir holds about being Bo'al Ketana Murasa, whether you're Chayiv Chenek or whether you're Patu Legamri, is actually Ketanai. It's actually Machlokes Tanayim. Umesu Gam Shneim. Pasuk says by Bo'al Neshes Ish, Umesu Gam Shneim, Achu Shneim Shavin, Divra Rabbi Yoshia, that they both have to be Bar Onshim. Rabbi Yonasana Omer, Umesa Isha Shashachavima Levado, that the word Levado teaches that even if you're not punishing her, you still punish him. V'idach, Hayu Umesu Gam Shneim, my Darshbe. What does Rabbi Yonasan do with Umesu Gam Shneim? Sounds like you either punish both of them or neither of them. So Rava Lemute Maisa Chidudim. That's to tell me that you're not Chayiv Misa if it's a type of bia that a woman would not get Hana'a from. If they're just, there's just some fooling around, but it's not actual bia. The Idach and Rabbi Yoshia, how's he going to teach us to pater from Maisa Chidudim? So Maisa Chidudim, Lav Kluma, we'll say there's no Havamina that Maisa Chidudim is going to be a Chayiv. chiv skil or chenek or anything. It's not anything. It has no halachic import. V'idach hay levado may darish bay. And what does Rabbi Yoshia do with the word levado if it's not there to teach me that you can sometimes be mechayiv misa for the man and not for the woman? Kedetanya teaches the following, what we learn in the following brisa. Bo ala asar b'nei adam, if 10 people are bala in armrasa v'adai ni besula, but she's still physically a besula, kulam beskila, all of them are chayiv skila. Rabbi Omer, harisha beskila v'kulam b'chenek. Rabbi says, no, first one gets skila, all the rest are going to get chenek. Rabbi learns his din that the rest of them get chenek from the pasuk meisi shesher chavima livado, that it says by narim rasa. That's an extra word, livado. From that extra word, we learn that if many people are boel her, even though she's still a basula for each one because they were all boel her shalokadarka, still only the first one livado is going to be chayiv, and anyone afterwards is not going to be chayiv. Tan rabbanu baskish is coming tisechal liznos. Rabbi Omer tchila v'cheinu Omer. That it's only the first one that her first bia that she's going to be chayev for. Maika Amar Samravun Rav Shor Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Svirulei Damar Arusa Yatzel L'Sreifa V'Lo Nesua. He also Rabbi Shmuel that an Arusa is going to be chayev Sreifa as a bas kohen shezinsa, not a Nesua. V'Achik Amar Im Tchilas Bia Biznos B'Sreifa V'Idach B'Chenek. If her first bia was Biznos, she's going to be chayev Sreifa. Otherwise, she'd be chayev Chenek. May V'Chein. What's he bring from the word of Vado? Kiyasa. Mahasa that he learns from Narim Rasa. Mahasa mitchiz bia mishtoyikra. Hachna mitchiz bia mishtoyikra. Just like Narim Rasa is by definition her first bia, so too by Srefas Baskoin it's the first bia. Amalei Rav Bibi Bar Abayi Mar Lav Hachiyamar. My Rebbe didn't learn this way. Manu Rav Yosef. Rebbe Karebbe Meir Svirulei. Da Amar, he explained that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, who says that Niseis Le'echon Min Apsulin, that if she marries a Chalal or a Nasan or a Mamzer, Misasa B'chenek, then she's only going to be Chayiv Chenek. She's not a Bas Kohen anymore. V'achikamar, in Tchilas Achalto B'znus, if she became a Chalala just through this Nus, then B'sreifa. V'idach B'chenek, but if she was already a Chalala, then she's going to be Chayiv Chenek. Umay V'chein, and what are we adding with the word Levado? Nothing. Simana B'alma is just telling me that Teichel implies the beginning of something. So Rebbe gives a simen by the Narim Rasa that you also have the beginning of something. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the mission on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.
Good Shabbos.